There are two really bad ideas that are hovering in the modern world that inhibit our capacity to draw strength from art. The first idea is that art should be for art's sake. A ridiculous idea. An idea that art should live in a hermetic bubble and should not try and do anything with this troubled world. I couldn't disagree more. The other thing that we believe is that art shouldn't explain itself. That artists shouldn't say what they're up to, because if they said it, it might destroy the spell and we might be, we might find it too easy. That's why a very common feeling when you're in a museum, let's admit it, is, I don't know what this is about. But if we're serious people, we don't admit to that. But that feeling of puzzlement is structural to contemporary art. Now, religions have a much saner attitude to art. They have no trouble telling us what art is about. Art is about two things in all the major faiths. Firstly, it's trying to remind you of what there is to love. And secondly, it's trying to remind you of what there is to fear and to hate. And that's what art is. Art is a visceral encounter with the most important ideas of your faith. So as you walk around a church, or a mosque or a cathedral, what you're trying to imbibe, what you're imbibing is through your eyes, through your senses, truths that have otherwise come to you through your minds. Essentially, it's propaganda. Rembrandt is a propagandist in the Christian view. Now, the word propaganda sets off alarm bells. We think of Hitler, we think of Stalin. Don't necessarily. Propaganda is a manner of being didactic in honor of something. And if that thing is good, there's no problem with it at all.